Hi, this is Bob's Easy English Cafe by Flatmate. I talk about learning English, my life, and English Cafe Flatmate. Alright, let's get started. Hi, I'm Bob. How's it going? As I told some of my students before,Finally, I have decided to start this podcast. The reason why I start this podcast is that from several years ago, I was thinking that I wanted to make something that my students can listen to with the voice that they know whenever they want to. So I'm going to speak easy and simple English. And only for my students,I will give you the script that I wrote. I wrote some explanations in the script, so please check it out. Commemorable first time, this episode is about my story of learning English. Some of you have heard about this though. I was born and raised in Japan, and both my parents are Japanese.I went to public schools and got the English education in Japan. When I was a student, I didn't study English at all, so I was not able to speak English, of course, and didn't understand English grammar as well. Although I couldn't speak English at all, I lived in London for 3 months. The funny thing is,I wasn't interested in English at the time. You may be guessing that I studied abroad. Actually, I paid money for a language school. The fee of the school is the cheapest in London, probably. For 3 months, it was about 50,000 yen or so. I went to the school for the first 2 or 3 weeks.But after that, I almost stopped going there, and my life was like, I was always hanging out with my French, Italian, and Brazilian friends who I was living with, and I met in the school, drinking in pubs and talking. Although it was only for 3 months, I had fun a lot out there, but the main thing, my English didn't get well at all.It was the level that I was barely able to communicate with people in English. After coming back to Japan, I thought that speaking English is fun and I didn't want to stop learning English. But I spent my money too much in London and I was almost broke at the time. So I gave up on going to an English conversation school immediately.I was looking for some environments that I can speak English on a daily basis, and as the result of searching on the internet, I decided to start living in a share house, going to English conversation cafes, and taking online lessons. There were some foreigners living in the guest house, so I always try to speak to them proactively.One of them that I got along with came to a show of my band. In the English conversation cafes that I often went to, randomly I talked to foreigners a lot and had fun so much. I was going to one of these English cafes almost every day for a period. About online English lessons, the teachers were all Filipinos. It was really good for me to be able to speak English every day, paying only 5,000 yen for a month. I've still kept in touch with some of the teachers on SNS, and I finally met one of them in Japan. I try to put myself into the circumstances where I can be exposed to English on a daily basis.But one day, I realized that only talking to someone in English doesn't get my English improved. so I started practicing for speaking English. The first thing that I did for speaking practice was that I tried to be able to say what I usually do in my life. When I couldn't make a sentence smoothly, I wrote the sentence down and read it out over and over until being able to say without looking at it. After I could say about what I usually do, I try to be able to say my opinions on various kinds of things. And it was very difficult for the first time, but I did shadowing for about 20 minutes every day. Shadowing is that you read out the sentences on a textbook while listening to the speaker from an audio CD. I was reading out at about 0.5 seconds behind the audio. If you do shadowing a lot, your pronunciation will gradually get better. And if you can pronounce English words properly, you can catch English conversation more and more. And the muscles around your mouth, which are moved when speaking English, get trained and you can speak English more smoothly. A year after I started doing these things, I was able to communicate with native English speakers in English without any problems, and the fluency of my English got incomparably better. I didn't take these things seriously, but I try to have fun and have a strong imagination that I am speaking English very well. Since I was able to speak fluent English, I had a lot of good chances that I never expected. And I've met a lot of friends who are from all over the world. As an English teacher, I'm still learning so that I can support more English learners. I want to keep trying my best on my work. This is the end of my story about learning English. Thank you all for listening. フラットメイトは東急東横線東京メトロ日比谷線中目黒駅から徒歩6分の完全予約制の英会話カフェです。もっとカジュアルにリビングのような空間でより実践に近いスタイルで効率よく英会話が学べます。またバーブによるマンツーマン英会話レッスンもありますので、ぜひチェックしてみてください。お気軽にご連絡ください。